of Connecticut.
25 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock in the morning, and I was talking about yesterday. Dan and I had a tremendous visit, and you have heard us talking about Touch Points Rehab. And, in fact, a very special guest in the Touch Points Rehab interview chair this morning, and you're going to meet him in just a moment. But what Dan and I did, we went over to one of the places, and there are four different areas, and just fabulous, fabulous locations. One in Bloomfield, that's where we were yesterday. We're going to Manchester in a few weeks, East Windsor, and Farmington. And if you are looking for a skilled nursing and rehab center, I'll tell you something right now. You want to go where we went. And we have someone with us today, the Vice President of Business Development and Eye Care Management and Touch Points Rehab, Dave Skovlik. Did I get that right?
Pretty close. Dave Skovlik, good morning.
Skovlik. How are you, David?
I'm great, thank you.
It was great to see you yesterday and the whole staff. I mean, Dan and I were so impressed with the Bloomfield operation, and we can't wait until we get to the other areas. And when did this all start? Because when we walked in there, what I did anyway, I could not believe the number of patients. Everybody was happy. Everybody, I mean, it's just a magnificent structure, clean, and your personnel are right there. I mean, that's the first thing that hits you.
Yes, I definitely want to thank you for coming out with Dan yesterday. It was a great visit. As you said, you know, it's a great facility. It's a great place for folks to receive the care that they need. We do want to make sure you make it out to Manchester and our other locations. The biggest thing for us is to make that the home environment for folks. So that's why when you walk in the door, you see smiling faces. You see that we, you know, great food, great, you know, everything. It needs a certain level of focus to get it to where
and
it is.
There were several saying, hello there.
Well, they're thrilled to see you, for sure.
Couldn't believe some of the patients. What now, when you go in to Touch Points, what is the process? I get asked that. What is the process to go there? Does a hospital recommend you? How does it all work?
So there's a number of different ways, but yes, primarily if you're hospitalized either unexpectedly or for a hip replacement or something that is a scheduled procedure, the hospital case management department, the nursing staff there will help place you at a Touch Points facility, and they'll work with our admissions team to, you know, find a bed in the best possible location for you among our locations. And then you'll be admitted and receive whatever course of care is most appropriate to your condition. In other circumstances, like a respite situation where a family has a loved one that they care for at home and they need, for whatever reason, whether they're relocating or whether they just need, you know, a vacation or something to have that resident come and stay with us for a week or 2 weeks or a month, we can pre-schedule those. The patient actually arrives in a private car, and we admit them right there, you know, at the facility.
Well, I'll tell you, you just hit a word, a home. That's what it is. And, you know, another thing, too, that impressed me when I started to talk about your organization was your relationship with St. Francis Hospital. Maybe you can, talk a little bit about, that.
So we're part of St. Francis's post-acute care network, which it's in our Manchester and our Bloomfield locations, specific to a congestive heart failure program. So this is a program that's been probably about 2 years in duration, but it just in the last couple of months has really kind of come together and has sort of gone into hyperdrive. So patients that have congestive heart failure are at significant risk for being readmitted to the hospital, which is something that we're trying to avoid, both for Medicare purposes in terms of, you know, keeping patients where they need to be in the home or in a skilled nursing facility, and also it's just good for their care to for this to be the case. So we are in this network with them to provide a higher level of focus on that congestive heart failure diagnosis. So we actually have a director of care transitions who works with APRNs and physicians from St. Francis in the facilities, what we call rounding, so actually checking the records and the patient on a regular basis in a very, very focused way to make sure those patients are getting exactly the care that they need at the time they need it, so that they don't go to the ER, that they don't get rehospitalized, even up to 90 days after they're discharged from our facility. Because it takes a tremendous amount of attention and focus and time, but the outcomes that we're having are absolutely phenomenal. It leads to the hospitals trusting us with these patients because they need that really acute level of care, and it's a really become a premier program for us.
You know, I never realized, never until we visited there yesterday, how many people are affected with a heart situation.
This is a very, very prevalent thing.
I mean, really?
Yes, it's not to the degree, I think I said to you yesterday, not quite to the degree of something like diabetes. You know, it's not, but it is. It's definitely prevalent. It's definitely a common thing, and it's definitely an area of focus for hospitals and for Medicare and for the payers because it's so common for these patients to present to the hospital over and over and over again. If they're not cared for in an intensive fashion, their medications, their diet, their exercise, their lifestyle, if you can help those patients set those things up in the way that's best for them, they don't go back to the hospital. They live the kind of life that they want to live. So when you have success with that, you're basically taking one of the most challenging medical conditions and doing really well with it.
And also, David, and I want you to take this back to the staff. Every single one of the folks that we met, okay? Everyone. You'd ask them something. They were right there. They knew it. And it was amazing. All of them. And including the hit man, the owner, he was walking into one of the bedrooms to check it all out. And I went into one. They're so clean. They're so neat. Fabulous place. Fabulous right. place. And you've got to go there. That's where you go.
Right, exactly, and you know, thank you for pointing it out. It's like anything else; it comes back to having a great team, and most certainly, we know that every day the people that are actually caring for the residents, for the patients themselves, that's the most important part. The rest of us, you know, management team members, we're off doing our thing. But really, if you have a great team at the bedside, that's what makes all the difference.
You know what I want to do, my friends? I want to give you the telephone number that I give you all the time, and I tell you to write it down. Now, put it right there on the refrigerator. Stick it up there if you ever need it. Now, this number will get you to Touchpoints Rehab, Bloomfield, where Dan and I were yesterday, Manchester, East Windsor, and also Farmington. And here is the telephone number, 860-812-0788. 860-812-0788. And let me just say to you, this is, you know, something we've got several commercial messages that we deliver. You hear me talk about them. And my favorite line is this one. And this typifies what Dan and I saw yesterday. Find out why folks are saying it's the place they trust with mom's care. I don't know who came up with that, but what a lie that is. What a line that is. It's true. This is how you feel when you go in there.
Well, thank you. And sometimes we change that line to dad or to, you know, grandfather, grandmother. You know, we want folks to really feel that way about us. And it, you know, people often think of nursing homes in a certain way that they've, you know, is an old kind of thought process.
This is not
about
that at all.
Yes, it's definitely a different
absolutely.
Era. We're taking care of sicker patients. We're trying to create a home environment, a spa environment. We have the big spa facility that's there. It's just very, very much different than
Explain
the old.
Explain that facility. It's fabulous.
So we, in the Touchpoints facility, the four Touchpoints that you've listed, we have invested in creating a spa environment. So there's actually like a walk-in shower tub, jacuzzi setup. There's, you know, it's all tile that's meant to look like a spa. So you feel at home if you're lucky enough to have a spa environment at home. But it's one of those things that you really would miss if you were in a skilled nursing setting, you'd miss the ability to take a shower, to have that extra, you know, ability to pamper yourself a little bit. So it makes a big difference, as does the food and, you know, all these little details. If you're taking care of the little details, it all adds up to an experience. So that's what we're really after. You also got the time in our rehab gym. You know, we invest in the technology there.
That's another fabulous, fabulous place. It really, really is. You know, one of the things, and if you listen to the program, you probably understand many of the folks that we talk about have been with me for years, and Dan feels the same way as I do. But this particular facility, and this is the first time for us, but what we do, the both of us, that when we take on sponsors, we just don't read the commercials. We want to go and meet the people. And I'll tell you something, your staff, talk about motivation. I mean, they could all just go out and lecture. I mean, you can tell that they have the feeling for what you do, care for people.
Right, exactly. And you know, that's why you see a lot of longevity on our team, too. They stick around because they're involved and interested in our mission, for sure.
I want you, again, my dear friends, to take this number down, okay? Touchpoint Rehab. As I said, Dan and I were in Bloomfield yesterday. We're going to Manchester. We're going to East Windsor. And we're going to go to Farmington as well. Those are the areas. And the telephone number that you should have, 860-812-0788. 860-812-0788. TouchpointsRehab.com. That is the website. You know, I would think, and I didn't ask anybody, but the folks that work with you, the way they are, and you know something? They go down the hall, they see the patients, they talk with them. It's just like everybody's in the family. That is the reaction that I had, absolutely, when I left the place yesterday.
It's definitely a family atmosphere. You know, as I said, we're trying to make it as home-like as we possibly can, and you have to have the right people to do that. And when they really are motivated to take care of the residents to the best that they can, it all comes through.
Well, you do it. And again, my dear friends, I just want you to know that at Touchpoint, the goal is quality care and positive health outcomes. Touchpoint's rehabilitation tailors a plan for needs of each and every patient. And we saw that ourselves yesterday. What we tell you actually happens. And I absolutely recommend it. If you ever need this kind of care, this kind of help, you've got four wonderful places, and we have looked at one of them, and you just walk in there. When I first walked in, I said, my God, this is like home. And it is. And it is. So if you get an opportunity, if you have some folks in your family that need some help, you think they need some help, just call up and go and visit. It's worth it. We had, as I said, Dan and I yesterday really, really learned a lot. We knew what it was while we were talking about it. We knew how classy it was. But, you know, when you walk in there and you see the staff, you see the patients, and all four are just the same. And as I mentioned to all of you, we are going to be visiting East Windsor, Farmington, and Manchester in the very near future. And that telephone number again, if any of you ever need help, 860-812-0788. You can be very proud of where you are, seriously.
Well, thanks so much.
And it's great having you here.
No, it's great to be here. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And we'll be over to go with you again. Now, you guys will go with us to Manchester, the other places.
We most certainly. You're always welcome.
Okay. That's fabulous. Well, you are welcome here
anytime.
Find out why folks are saying it's the place they trust with mom's care, okay, with dad's care, and with grandmother's care, all right? It's that kind of a place. Okay, coming up to 8:49, 11 minutes before the...